If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chicago's own Pat McGann has been making us laugh for the past 15 years, from Zanies to clubs across the country, touring with Sebastian Maniscalco, and now headlining at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night, Saturday night, two shows. And there's some tickets left, a few tickets left for the 10 o'clock show. You can still get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com, or go to the Chicago Theater website. And Pat is joining us tonight. How are you, pal?
Hey, Dave. How are you, man?
I am great. You know, tomorrow's the big night. The big night!
Yes, I'm very excited. I was listening to your big night you're having tonight, the Bodines. I saw the Bodines at Aragon when I was like in high school.
Right,
love the Bodines.
I know, same here. Well, here's the funny thing: they're still putting out albums in their sound, and you know it doesn't sound repetitive. They're having a good time, and 40 years on the road. I mean, it's the way to go, right?
Oh, they're a great band. Yeah. They are phenomenal. Very cool.
A lot of fun.
So tomorrow night I'm at the Chicago Theater. Very excited about it. Two shows. The first one is sold out. The second one, the 10 p.m., a late show. Still some tickets available. But it's going to be a great night. I was actually downtown earlier this week and got to see the space. And
that's cool.
You know, it's just so historic there. And, you know, being from here, it makes it a little extra special for me. So
behind the stage, the autographs, the images on the walls, just on the bricks, like going up the stairs and stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculously iconic.
Yeah, it really is. It's so funny how acceptable it is writing on walls in certain places. Everywhere I go, comedy clubs.
Oh, yeah, right.
Theaters.
That's right. Yeah,
and then I come home. If I saw my kid right on the wall, I'd freak out. Probably would be my initial reaction.
I would think so too.
We should write on our walls more.
We should.
It actually feels pretty good.
We should. The theater opened in 1921. The price of admission was between 25 cents and 50. Is your show around there for tomorrow? Is it a little bit more than that?
Well, like I said, the tickets available for the late show. Yes, I think they are around 21 cents right now.
Okay, great. All right, so let me just list the notable people that are on the stage that you're going to be on tomorrow. And I'm not going to try to make you nervous because I know you've done this a million times, but Robin Williams, Jack Benny, Liza Minnelli, Prince, Diana Ross, Bob Hope, Duke Ellington, Smokey Robinson, Madonna, George Carlin, Elvis Costello, Carol Burnett, as we were talking about, Harry Styles, and Frank Sinatra. And this one got me. Joe Biden was there in December 2017. I'm sure it was funny.
No, he wasn't. That was a body double.
That was not him.
He was abducted. The real Joe Biden was abducted.
Yeah, I guess so.
By aliens. Yeah. Aren't you paying attention, Dave? You don't watch the news?
I'm not. No. I'm just on Facebook and the internet, and that's where I get my news from. It's all true. All of it.
Yeah. No. It is unbelievable to consider like everyone who has been there, and I'm a history guy. I majored in history in school, so to hear anything on that end is cool. And my mom told me that she saw Frank Sinatra there. I saw Madonna there.
Yeah.
And I did see, who else did I see? I saw Louis C.K. there. I saw Bill Burr there, I believe. Yeah, it's...
we're talking about people you
Carol
saw.
Burnett.
Yeah, Carol Burnett. Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, you're on stage.
I had a Carol Burnett thing, because when I did, I got to do Stephen Colbert once, and Carol Burnett was a guest.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, man.
And I got to meet her. And that was like... Because you think you have met a celebrity or someone that's like got a body of work, but like, does it get bigger than Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
She's been around.
Yeah.
She spans how many generations?
Yeah. As long as we've been alive and more probably, you know?
Oh yeah. My grandparents knew.
It's true.
My great grandma knew, who was aware of Carol Burnett.
Of course. Of course. Let me ask you this, since, you know, you revere the classics and stuff. Like, if you ever on, like, swiping through YouTube and Facebook, Instagram, just flipping through stuff, like, you know, late at night, whatever, like, what classic comedian will you stop in your tracks and you'll watch and binge for a while?
You know, it's maybe less stand-up, but I will stop and watch, like, Johnny Carson.
Yeah, me
if
too.
If I'm flipping through and an old Carson is on, I wish it would start popping old Letterman somewhere. Like, where are those? Where are the NBC Letterman shows?
So on Letterman's, yeah, he's got a YouTube page, and they just got nominated for a Webby or whatever because they're doing clips of both shows on there. So they're brand new, but they're on YouTube. There's a David Letterman like YouTube channel now.
He has access to the NBC, because I thought he never had access to that stuff.
Yeah, he must have. I saw clips from that show. I mean, I saw clips with Rickles and Kaufman and all this other stuff up there. It's there.
Yeah, I like to catch some of that, too. If you see an old roast, yeah. I'll watch that.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
But if I was slipping through and saw Richard Pryor or,
Rodney.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I remember during COVID, Rodney had a couple of viral moments. Like, people were being, you know, young people were discovering great artists from all places, right? Music, dance, mm-hmm. and then comedy. And Rodney was a guy that people were still enjoying and still relevant, still, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No question.
Even to like the younger people on Twitter, they were all getting on the Rodney.
Well, I was thinking I was showing my younger kids. My older 22, so I've tortured them with a lot of this stuff already. But my younger ones, you know, when they'd hear Rodney in the background or Rickles, you know, I'd hear they could say that. Yeah, you could say anything really. 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah. What is the like? We're more crass now. Like, you could say. Like, foul language seems to be more acceptable, but the content is, it's kind of interesting, because you think that now saying, like, oh, you can't say anything, but, like, back then, like, you think of it as, like, a calmer or more neuter time, but it wasn't. People were still...
Oh, there's times that I'm watching something, and I literally put both my hands on my head, like, oh, my God. Like, wow, did he just say that, you know?
You'll pull up like an old movie with your kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a stereotype.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate at all.
Yeah. No. But my 10-year-old, like, he loves Fast Times at Ridgemont High. No, he doesn't. I haven't played that for him. So now you're on stage at the Chicago Theater. And I know you played big venues all across the country, Madison Square Garden and stuff. But now you threw out the first pitch for the Sox, and then you're doing Wrigley tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited about that, because I get to bring my kids, and my kids have never been to Wrigley.
That's cool.
And I've always wanted them to see it. You know, I'm a Southsider, and mm-hmm. I think it's pretty... If anyone is aware of they might know that I'm a Sox fan.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
I am not a hater. I lived on the north side for quite a while. I lived just a few blocks from Wrigley, and I used to go to games all the time. Like, the company I worked for had seats, and they knew that I lived right there. And my mom grew up in Lincoln Square. I wasn't really called that then, but my mom grew up like Lawrence and Western.
Oh, so right there.
So she's a Northsider. She's a Cub fan, and she's really excited that I'm going to Wrigley, and it'll be a great day.
That's great.
I mean, that ballpark, I mean, now, I took my kids to Fenway last year.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
Wrigley's number two. You got to see it.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't been in years, and we just had Boston on the show. We were just talking about that. We are talking to Pat McGann. Two shows tomorrow night, 7 and 10. 7 sold out. 10 still tickets at the Chicago Theater, and there's still some out there. Ticketmaster, go to the Chicago Theater site. But there's more with Pat after this on 720 WGN. That is comedian Pat McGann. He's going to be at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night. Two shows, 10 o'clock. There's still some tickets left. Funny stuff, as always, my friend. Let me ask you, did you do any spring break vacation stuff with your kids?
You know what? I actually did. I had a gig in Vegas. And
kids love Vegas.
I took them with me. Oh, God, it's the best place for them. Every kid should be... We should all do a mission to Vegas. Every American should spend 1 year in the desert finding themselves.
My kids' spring break don't align anymore. They don't align. So I'm. We did more of a staycation this year. And as I'm looking online, and you know, I know a lot. You know, my friends. You know, I know who's doing okay and who's got, you know, some maybe not the best financial position, but they're like the Rockefellers out there, like living it up. And I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, you do that for a few days, but you see that a lot, don't you?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that people, like, they go away now. You have to go away, right?
Yeah.
Right. There's so much pressure to go away.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Absolutely.
It wasn't really like that when I was. But yeah, Vegas was more. It was work. So then I was like, I have to go. So let me just bring them as well.
Absolutely. Pat McGann, tomorrow night, Chicago Theater. 10 o'clock show, tickets still available, Ticketmaster.com, Chicago Theater. Go to their website, or just key in Pat McGann, a ticket, Chicago Theater. You'll find plenty of places to buy tickets. Have fun on the big stage, buddy.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you having me, and enjoy the Bodines.
All right, and go Cubs tomorrow. Say it.
Yeah, man, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, buddy.